federal officials have zeroed in on the cause of the radiation leak at the government's nuclear dump in New Mexico. Kitty litter, that's right. Los Alamos National Lab packed hundreds of barrels with the stuff. Some made it to the dump, others went to storage in Texas, and still more are at the lab. It's thrown the nation's nuclear waste system into chaos, and here to give us an update on the situation in New Mexico is Edwin Lyman, senior scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
All right, so I thought kitty litter's bad enough when it's in the closet. How does Los Alamos prepare nuclear waste for transfer, and why kitty litter?
Well, the waste that goes to WIP is an assortment of all sorts of odds and ends that are contaminated with little bits of plutonium and americium. And WIP doesn't like to accept too much liquid in the waste. So some of the waste had excess liquid. Los Alamos had the practice of putting ordinary kitty litter into the barrels to absorb that liquid, and that was their standard practice. But recently they switched types of kitty litter, and that is one of the theories of how one of the drums exploded and caused the contamination event.
And WIP is the waste isolation pilot plant, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the place that had the leak. And it's my understanding that they switched to an organic kitty litter. So I guess a more specific question is, what could be in that mix that could set this off?
Right. Well, organic meaning that it's a compound that has carbon, specifically cellulose, a plant based carbon material. And the way I understand it, this is just one theory, is that some of the barrels had a chemical nitrate salts, which has the property of being a very strongly oxidizing material, which means that it can essentially burn materials when it comes in contact. And so a chemical reaction began in the drums, and the cellulose-based kitty litter essentially provided a lot of fuel for the fire. So it consumed this material, created gas. The gas overpressurized the container, and it caused it to rupture.
That's enough to kill the cat, I guess. Now, with respect to nuclear facilities, everything down to the size and color of the signs is subject to regulation. How is someone able to substitute a material like this for such a critical purpose, do you think?
Well, this is going to be part of the investigation if this turns out to be the root cause. But I think as people have examined WIP's operations after the accident February 14th, it's become clear there have been major failures in a lot of areas, including radiation protection and safety culture at the site. But it also seems that the sites that are shipping material to WIP have gotten sloppy. There are requirements, of course, that you don't want to put materials in the barrels that could cause a chemical reaction, that could cause an explosion. It seems that in the haste of Los Alamos to package some of this waste up and get it to the repository, and they were under some time constraints to do that from the state, I think they may have gotten sloppy in their quality assurance and understanding what was going on in some of the materials that were putting in the barrels.
And is this hazard of organic kitty litter, is this something that Los Alamos experts and indeed the Energy Department, they knew to be a danger? Or is this something that they're just realizing now because of what's happened?
Yeah, I don't think that Department Energy deliberately put flammable combinations of materials in the barrels. I think it was most likely a failure of quality control where there was some point in the chain where an unapproved calculated switch of material could take place without anyone understanding that this actually could have a significant safety impact. So they're going to have to really examine the process by which they are characterizing and packing material into these drums.
Now, are there still drums that may have this material, and how do you get it out once it's contaminated and stuffed into a drum and put underground?
Yes, they believe that over 350 drums containing similar combinations of material repository, and there are 55 drums that are still at Los Alamos, and over 100 that were shipped to a low-level waste dump in Texas. So I think that the state of Texas is starting to have regrets for being so readily available to accept this material once WIP stopped accepting it. So this may only be the tip of the iceberg.
We're speaking with Edwin Lyman. He's a senior scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists. So now that it seems like the officials at least have a handle on the problem, what can they do about it? Particularly, I'm curious about that Texas site where they are above ground.
Yes, well, the New Mexico Department of the Environment has declared all these barrels to be an imminent threat. And these barrels under its jurisdiction, Los Alamos, they've ordered the site to mitigate the threat. So I think they're building a tent to contain the barrels. It'll have fire suppression systems and other safety features. In Texas, it'll be up to the state. But hopefully they're going to do something similar, because obviously if there were an explosion of a barrel above ground, you might have a lot more plutonium getting into the environment than what we saw at the repository accident.
And can you just explain maybe the powers, the division of powers when we're talking about this type of thing? Because on one hand, I guess it's up to the states to decide how they want to isolate or to ideally clean up the mess, but it's a mess that was caused by the federal government and its contractors.
Yes, well, I think with regard to WIP, it's a complicated layering of federal and state controls. So when the repository was first sited in the state, even though it's a federal facility and it's statutory basis was created by federal law, the state still demanded to have significant oversight over the facility. But over time, I think the state has reduced its level of oversight, and that's one issue that has been brought up as potentially leading to increased carelessness on the part of the operator.
So what do you think will happen next? Will there be some more thorough testing, say, of ways to transport and also get rid of liquid such that this kind of thing doesn't happen again?
Yeah, well, I think the first step is they still need to determine the kitty litter theory is still just a theory. So they will be trying to actually sample some of the materials that were released from the drums to try to determine or confirm that theory. And, of course, the first step is going to be to institute greater controls over the mixtures of materials that go into each barrel, goes into WIP. As far as the material that's already been placed there, the state has requested or ordered them to seal off the rooms where the suspect material has already been placed. One of those rooms is already filled, but there's still an entranceway that could be blocked off either by a steel bulkhead or by a concrete shield. The other room is not nearly full, but the state wants them to seal it off anyway so that if there is an explosion, then material is not going to end up getting back to the surface.
And Ed, just very briefly, please, because unfortunately we're running out of time, but what are the implications for the Energy Department's nuclear waste system overall, do you think?
Well, hopefully, if this is really an isolated event and it can be traced to a particular mistake, then it can be hopefully solved. The problem is that there's so much unknown in a lot of these waste streams, and it's so hard to characterize that it may make it harder to package and qualify drums to go to WIP if they demand greater information about the chemical concentrations of each drum. So it may lead to some additional delays in cleaning up the rest of the transuranic waste around the country.
Edwin Lyman is a senior scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.